New reports highlight the alarming scale of the rising violence in Nigeria as terrorists attempt to Islamize the nation. Much of that violence is directed at Christians. Latest reports confirm the findings of UK charity Release International, which serves the persecuted church, that Nigeria is tipping into a spiral of violence. Release International has warned Nigeria is fast becoming a persecution hotspot. An Open Doors estimate that more Christians are killed there than any other country. Benjamin Kwashi is the Anglican Archbishop of Jos and a partner of Release International. He warns that terrorists are determined to turn Africa's most populous nation into an Islamist state.
Boko Haram has since joined forces with ISWAP, ISIS in West Africa. And they've teamed up. They have one goal, to Islamize Nigeria. So the first target is the church.
A new report by the International Organization for Peacebuilding and Social Justice warns the rise of Islamist extremism is threatening to destabilize the region, including the Sahel and parts of West Africa. They say some Nigerian commentators now fear the country is on the brink of collapse and at greater risk than at any time since the Biafran Civil War more than 50 years ago. But the major emerging threat to Nigeria's Christians, especially in the country's north and middle belts, is from Fulani militants. Release International partners and a range of NGOs report Fulani militia are targeting Christian leaders, Christian villages and churches. Archbishop Benjamin Kwashi says the violence has sharpened the focus of the church in Nigeria.
We are not giving up. Well, we'll not be defeated. Jesus is risen from the dead. And believe me, we have a gospel worth living for. And believe me, we have a gospel worth proclaiming and dying for.
Release International partners are providing trauma counseling to victims, along with basic necessities such as rice, beans and vegetable oil. They're calling for prayer, especially ahead of the presidential elections in 2023.